before church in my study, I was listening to some music, and a lady came on singing that old chorus, old song, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face." You know, I've lived long enough to know there are times that things consume us, problems and difficulties, and we can't seem to tear our attention and tear our thoughts away from those things. And I'm also convinced that we can't keep our eyes on those things and on the Lord at the same time. But if we choose to worship, if we choose to let that thing go and turn our eyes upon Jesus, that thing will begin to grow dim, and His glory and His grace will become strong in our lives.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Sing with us.
Look full in His wonderful grace and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
Could you sing again and do that thing tonight? Turn your eyes away from the thing that troubles you and turn your eyes to Jesus. Look to Him. Look to Him and be lightened. Hallelujah.
Look full in His wonderful face and the things grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
Oh, let's sing it again. Let's reach out to Him. The Lord wants to minister to you tonight. And turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, don't you let His grace come down upon you right now. Those things that consume us and overwhelm us, distract us from the important thing. Distract us from the presence of God. Distract us from the fact that we have grace and mercy and truth from God our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, in His wonderful face and the things of this earth will grow strange in the light of His glory and grace.
Well,
don't you love Him? Love Him tonight. Lord, we need Your grace. Lord, we need Your visitation from heaven. Lord, You know every heart in the building. You know every struggle. Lord, You know everyone that feels consumed by a need or frustrated or worried or anxiety, Lord. God, You're able to minister tonight. Lord, this is about You. We make it about You, Lord, tonight. We look to You. We believe in You. We trust in You. God, minister to Your people. Help Your people tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May we continue to look to the Lord as we look into His Word tonight. I'm already beginning to think about all that Christ's coming. We celebrate Christmas as coming as a babe, but He came with a singular mission. He came to seek and to save that which is lost, to die the sacrifice for our sins. That's the gospel. And in thinking about that, I want to share with you tonight just briefly something that I'm so glad has happened. The book of Zechariah chapter 13, and we're just going to read one verse tonight. Amen. In fact, I'm going to allow you to remain seated this evening. We'll keep the verse before us. Zechariah 13 and 1. The prophet says, prophesying of Christ's coming, he says, in that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. I'm not editing this scripture. I just want to take out the prepositional phrases there and read it again. In that day there shall be a fountain